Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, it appears that John Cena versus Logan Paul is apparently planned for WrestleMania indeed. Now, I came across this originally on my previous episode, which I just got done doing. But I really felt that, you know what? Honestly, I feel like the whole thing with John Cena versus Logan Paul needs to be talked about in one particular episode, so here I am. That's just the beauty of professional wrestling, y'all. There is basically always something to talk about, which is why it is such a blessing to have my own professional wrestling podcast. Anyway, so in the previous episode, as I was talking about, you know, the possible scenario or the fact that we're very likely going to see Dominic Mysterio versus Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania. Then, of course, the whole thing with Cody and Seth Rollins and The Rock and Roman Reigns. I mean, all these other possible things that we could see at WrestleMania. I mean, here's apparently one that we're very likely to see because, according to this, WWE management is actually planning for it. So it's planned. So, now, last month, as we know, according to this, Logan Paul actually said that he would love to challenge John Cena at WrestleMania. Now, John Cena has not basically addressed the challenge, but there's been a couple of posts on social media. I really don't even know what to say really about that, but but as we know, apparently WWE is going to make it happen. Now, as far as Logan Paul goes, he's obviously still recovering from the injury. I'm not sure exactly where his recovery process is at this point with the injury that he suffered at Crown Jewel in that match with the Tribal Chief, the leader of the Bloodline, the undisputed champion, Roman Reigns. I'm not exactly sure what to say about Logan Paul versus John Cena. Is it a match that I really want to see? Is it a match that the wrestling fan base, the WWE Universe, really wants to see? I mean, a lot of them will probably say, no, I don't want to see it, but let's be honest. You know, did we all really want to see Logan Paul versus Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel? I mean, it was definitely something that we would have loved to see eventually, but I've been very, very vocal about the fact that Paul versus Reigns, you know, it should have been built. I mean, Logan Paul was basically thrown into this thing just like that, prematurely. I really believe that a rivalry like this needs to be built, you know, with months and months and months. But I would only hope that if we're going to see John Cena versus Logan Paul, then the buildup of the match, the animosity, the momentum, whatever, it needs to be basically built and boiled, you know, throughout months. So I really hope that it's basically throughout the months, you know, between, you know, right now until WrestleMania, April 1st and 2nd, I really hope that WWE Creative plans to basically build the match the proper way. Because if it's not, the match is going to have no excitement and no relevance whatsoever. Now, I know for a fact that a lot of people that I know probably don't want to see this match. I would imagine that my good buddy, Ricky Winkwitch, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem, would have absolutely no interest whatsoever in this kind of match. I mean, for Ricky, well, let's be honest. For Ricky, it's probably 50-50, but I wouldn't be surprised if he were to tell me right now, no, Bear Man, I do not want to see the match. Now, as far as my other good buddy, Mr. Mark Braverman, well, he's basically been extremely vocal, and he has made it crystal clear on how he feels about John Cena. So I can honestly say that in Mr. Braverman's case, John Cena versus Logan Paul, well, he would say, absolutely not. I'm sure Mr. Braverman would go beyond the words of absolutely not. He would very likely go on an absolute rant, but, you know, Mr. Braverman knows what he's saying, so, yeah. We all know what to say about that. And speaking of Mr. Braverman, I'm actually going to be asking him soon so we can do a Royal Rumble preview. He hasn't been on the show for a while. Anyway, so I know that Mr. Braverman would definitely not be interested in this match. Now, for all of you listeners out there who love this show, which I greatly appreciate, you know, now this is definitely going to be posted on YouTube, but I would definitely love to know your thoughts. You basically get out to me on Twitter and send me your thoughts, but you can also comment on this episode on YouTube. What do you think of this particular match? And I forgot to mention this in the previous show with about Dominic versus Rey. I would love to get y'all's thoughts on that. But John Cena versus Logan Paul, I'm really curious to know what everybody thinks and what everybody has to say about this match. For me, look, I got over the fact that John Cena is no longer part of the company, that, you know, we're in the post John Cena era now. I've basically been accustomed to that, been used to it for a long time. But, you know, seeing John Cena back, I mean, I'm just kind of like, okay, cool. I mean, when I was a teenager, John Cena was, you know, the greatest wrestler. Everybody loved him. But, you know, now that I'm about to turn 30, you know, it's kind of a different story. But at the same time, I mean, like I said, look, Logan Paul versus John Cena can certainly be great, as long as the build-up to the match is done correctly and in a very, very creative way, which brings up a lot of excitement. But not only that, but the match itself needs to be done right. The match needs to be booked properly. That's what makes the match good. The story needs to be built up and done the proper way. The match has to go well. If out of any of these two, those two particular categories goes absolutely wrong, it's not going to have a positive impact. I mean, WWE can no longer afford major negative impact now. I mean, it's bad enough that recently there was that story that Vince McMahon was rumored to be coming back. Now, of course, I spoke about this with Ricky, but Ricky immediately dismissed it and says it's not going to happen. I mean, I know it's not going to happen because I'm pretty sure now that Triple H is fully in charge, part of me believes that Triple H could actually just like that, can prevent this from happening. But the news was briefly surfaced and it immediately went quiet. So basically, the fact that it was briefly trending, then it quickly went away. I would imagine that Vince McMahon either changed his mind, or maybe it was never going to happen, or maybe Triple H already spoke to him and said, "Nope, you're retired. You're staying retired." I don't know, but John Cena versus Logan Paul. Now, I think I know why for a fact. I mean, now Mr. Mark Braverman might have different reasons, but I'm sure that he would confirm that, you know, because of you know, John Cena, you know, his name, his legacy, and everything he's done in the company, you know, obviously Mark Braverman would explain that we all know that John Cena is would not be willing to lose this match. So this is something we've spoken about before. I mean, this is what's known as backstage politics, okay? Backstage politics, a lot of wrestlers over the decades have used this particular strategy based on their influence. So it wouldn't be surprised that if Triple H requested John Cena lose this match, it wouldn't surprise me if John Cena would not be willing to go through with it. Now, if John Cena reluctantly would agree to lose to put Logan Paul over, then that wouldn't surprise me as well. I mean, I don't know exactly how John Cena does business. Now, I'm not knocking him or anything or not making any accusations whatsoever, but, you know, a lot of people have basically been saying this whole thing with backstage politics because a lot of people are still very, very angry about the fact that at WrestleMania 30, John Cena did not put Bray Wyatt over. A lot of people truly believe that Bray Wyatt should have beaten John Cena. Now, as far as that goes, in my honest opinion, I mean, a lot of people believe that, you know, John Cena is responsible for burying many wrestlers, you know, of course, you know, beating Rusev at WrestleMania 31, you know, of course, there's Miro now, and everything else. I mean, these arguments, you know, are just basically based off of opinions, but I really believe if this match was to happen, I think that Logan Paul would have to be the one to come out on top. Because here's my honest opinion, y'all. If Logan Paul, since it's planned, keep in mind, just because it's planned does not mean it's going to happen. A lot of WrestleMania plans have been scrapped over the years, over the decades. I mean, let's not forget, when I did that episode, how there was that talk about possibly seeing Eddie Guerrero versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 22. That was briefly talked about, but it was immediately scrapped because Eddie Guerrero had passed away, because the talk of that match was apparently the weekend before Eddie Guerrero passed away. So like I said, just because it's planned and it's in the works or whatever, it does not guarantee that it's going to happen. Now, WrestlingNews.com, according to this, has been told that the match is in fact scheduled for WrestleMania 39 in Los Angeles. But again, it's scheduled, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. I mean, when Shane McMahon, after last year's Royal Rumble, was let go from the company, Shane McMahon was actually scheduled to be part of the Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia, and I think was also scheduled to be featured at WrestleMania. And of course, that didn't happen. So right now, part of me believes that, you know, I'm sure that Triple H wants Logan Paul to get over in this match, but if John Cena apparently does not want it to go that way, the way I see it is like this, like, if they can't, I mean, if John Cena's unwilling to lose this match, and if there's no changing his mind, the best thing to do would be to scrap this, because Logan Paul losing to John Cena is not going to be good for Paul. Logan Paul needs to get over, especially with how he got hurt, and he lost to Roman Reigns and got hurt in the match. Logan Paul needs to get over. If he's not going to get over, the match cannot happen, because if Logan Paul loses this match, it's going to affect him much more negatively, and WWE cannot afford that. Because with Logan Paul being on the shelf for a while with the injury, they need Logan Paul to be back over, to be over again. All right. So right now at this point, Logan Paul not winning this match does not make sense. And I'm not talking from a personal perspective as a wrestling. I mean, I'm talking from a journalism point of view in a realistic professional wrestling fan point of view. But I'm also talking from a creative, from a basically a correct creative direction point of view. Because Logan Paul losing is bad for Paul, and it's bad for the company. It really is, okay? Because when you think of it, you know, Paul needs to get over. So I'm not talking from a personal perspective as far as being a wrestling fan goes. I'm really talking from a realistic perspective, but also adding a bit of journalism intuition, because I'm basically backing up the fact. I'm providing the facts that why it's better for Logan Paul to win, because he has to get over, because if he doesn't, it's not going to do him any good, and it's not going to do the company any good. So these are the facts right there. Logan Paul has to get over. He does. If John Cena is not going to allow that to happen, then this match should not happen. Because again, let me say it one more time, and I say this with true deep conviction. If Logan Paul is not booked to win the match, then the match does not make any sense, and therefore the match should not happen. Now, if it comes to that, what do they do with Logan Paul? Honestly, I do not know. I'm sure there's a lot of names out there that he can possibly work with to get over, but that all remains to be seen. But right now, all we know is that the match is apparently scheduled, it's planned, it's right now from the looks of it, it's going to happen, but you never know what's going to happen. But let me say one more time, if Logan Paul does not win, and does not get over, it's not going to make any sense, and it's basically going to cause negative heat for the company, and that is not what's best for business. And that is all I got to say. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And remember, If you know somebody that loves professional wrestling and they are looking for a very exciting professional wrestling podcast, then once again, Ringside Chaos is the show for them. So please subscribe. Your support and your loyalty is greatly appreciated. Thank y'all very much, everybody, and God bless y'all.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.